Donald Trump is telling Texans to dump Dade Phelan. It's March 4th, 2024, and these are your headlines. It's hard to believe we're now just one day away from Election Day in the primary elections. By the way, here we at Texas Scorecard are going to have live coverage. You can see that tomorrow night. But first, even one day out, former President Donald Trump is continuing to hammer House Speaker Dade Phelan for leading the impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton and killing election integrity legislation. In an interview with Chris Salcedo today, which if you haven't checked out, encourage you to listen to that, Trump said voters have to get rid of Phelan and other pro-Democrat Republicans. He said you have an attorney general who's very good, and he, talking about Phelan, went out and impeached him. And as a Republican, I said, don't you have some Democrats you could worry about? Because you have a great attorney general, one of the best in the country, and they went all out to impeach him and really hurt him. And that was led by Phelan. While Trump said he had not seen polling on the race, he added that hopefully the people are going to be smart and vote him out. He said he killed voter security legislation like nobody could believe. I said, who is that guy? Now, Phelan has been criticized during this campaign, in part for helping Democrats lower the penalty for illegal voting from a felony down to a misdemeanor. That was eventually fixed after being noticed, but that was 2 years later. He also refused to move legislation forward that would restore the power of the Attorney General to prosecute election fraud cases. And actually, to the contrary, he's been a very, very vocal opponent of Attorney General Paxton. So it came as no surprise then that in January, Trump endorsed David Covey, who's one of the candidates challenging Phelan in his district. He's also endorsed now a slate of other candidates, many of them challengers to incumbent House Republicans that he has portrayed as rhinos, Republicans in name only, in the past several weeks. Now, the interview comes as Trump is poised to win the Texas Republican primary tomorrow night and the party's nomination at large. One of the issues he said he will focus on should he return to the White House in 2025 is securing the border. You can hear more about that in that interview. Election Day, of course, is tomorrow, Tuesday, March 5th. Following a U.S. District Court ruling last week that halted Texas from enforcing its new border security measure, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is staying the lower court's decision. What does that mean? Well, it's allowing the law to take effect. Now, Texas had immediately appealed U.S. District Court Judge David Ezra's ruling Thursday in favor of the federal government. While a panel of Fifth Circuit judges granted Texas's request for an administrative stay, they also granted the federal government's request to stay Texas's enforcement of the new measure for 7 days so that federal attorneys can appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the law in question that we're talking about, Senate Bill 4, this is the bill that creates a new state crime for entering Texas illegally, and it also authorizes Texas law enforcement to arrest and prosecute those who cross the border illegally anywhere in Texas. It was originally set to take effect tomorrow on March 5th. Now, with the 7-day stay from the Fifth Circuit, the new effective date is March 9th. That is, unless the Supreme Court keeps it on hold. Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the win, posting today on X, law enforcement officers in Texas are now authorized to arrest and jail any illegal immigrants crossing the border. But he added, obviously, this is the case unless the Supreme Court intervenes by March 9th.
Are you worried about your kid's future? You should be. I'm Charles Blaine with Texas Tomorrow. This is a show where we're going to talk about the issues and the people that are pushing the policies that concern your family, your home, and your kids. Catch Texas Tomorrow every Thursday.
Lastly, an El Paso teacher has been charged with an improper relationship with a student following an investigation by the El Paso police. According to El Paso PD, 33-year-old Ryan Anthony Avalos was arrested and charged with the crime, allegedly against an 18-year-old female. Police did not confirm which school Avalos taught at, but did say he was employed with East Aleta Independent School District. In January, an El Paso Police School resource officer was contacted by officials at Eastwood High School who advised him about an alleged improper relationship between a student and Avalos. Soon after hearing the allegations, the department's Crimes Against Children Unit began to investigate and found that he had started the relationship in early November of last year. On March 1st, he was charged and booked into an El Paso County Detention Center. He's currently being held on a $100,000 bond. Eselet ISD confirmed that Avalos was previously employed as a math teacher at Eastwood High School. State records show that his teaching certificate is still valid. However, it is currently under review. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.